All right, good afternoon, and I hope everybody's having a good afternoon here. It is Friday afternoon, and coming to you just to talk about a few things here that I think are very important. And, you know, we're seeing the importance of understanding biblical principles and abstaining from all appearance of evil. And being very cautious and careful when it comes to sexual sins and things like that. One of the things that we are seeing today is the rise of pornography and the problem of pornography. And I believe a lot of this is in the churches today among people that are Christians. There's a lot of people that are actively online right now. And a lot of them even preach stuff online. A lot of them even put stuff online. And a lot of young men, and they're into pornography. Okay, they're stuck in it. They're alone. They're not married. They've grown up on the internet. You know, one thing that I found out in just doing some research and studying and seeing, the interesting thing was with this generation that are, I say that from the 20s to the 30s there, and it could be older people too. I'm not saying that there's not other people into pornography. Anybody can get caught up into sin like that. The point is that 20 to 30-year-olds, they're grown up online, they're detached from reality, you know, and they get into pornography very easily. Now you can get into pornography from your phone, you know, so easily you can be hooked on it. And so rapidly, and there's a lot of professing Christian men out there that are preaching to people online and doing things like that, and they're into pornography, they're into sin, and they're hiding that sin. And, you know, there's pastors and other people that are doing the same thing, so it's not just, you know, but what I want to say is it's such a problem that nobody really wants to talk about. Nobody really wants to admit that there's a problem there in many of the churches and amongst people that claim to be born again, the problem of pornography. And it's getting worse as the generations come up, as, you know, you have Generation Z and that, and the millennials and all this other stuff. And these people, they are more hooked on pornography than the former generation. When I was a lost man, pornography was really pretty much just magazines. That's all that it was. It didn't have the enticement that you have right now. Now you have such an enticement with the flicker rate, with the videos, the high definition stuff, you know, and all those other things that make those things a lot worse. Okay, they make them much more wicked, much more terrible than what they were when I was younger, when I was a lost man 15 years ago. It wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, pornography was, it was there, it was wicked and satanic and devilish. You could go to strip clubs and, you know, I did some of those things, but when I was a lost man. But today with the rise of AI, it is so much worse. This sex tech industry is a $30 billion industry. And, you know, with this rise of AI, basically what they're trying to do is take pornography to the next level. And I'm gonna do a OPBC online about that coming up and deal with that subject. But, you know, it's really the future of fornication. You know, this industry is wicked as hell, and it's got billions of dollars to back it. They're making androids, they're making robots that can be submissive and be a wife. And people have been trained, the millennials to this new generation are trained without natural affection. So what's happening is that they're getting further away from that normal affection of a wife and that touch affection, that the senses, that it's moving on to this, it's going to move on to this robotic type, android type sex tech stuff, that it's going to, the future fornication is scary, okay? Then you put on the virtual reality stuff and you understand virtual reality, and pretty soon you're not going to have any natural affection out there. I mean, with the masses and generations that are out there, it's going to get much worse before it gets, I mean, it's awful. It's very scary. Now they did say that, like, in New York, teen sex was down 30%, but you know why? Because they're all online. They're either playing video games or they're watching pornography or they're into all these other things. They're going to be into VR and virtual reality. I remember walking through a town that I used to, Geneseo, Illinois, where I'm from. And I walked through that town. And as I was walking through that town, it was dead. And I was like, what happened, man? When I was here 20 years ago, man, there were kids running all over the place. And one of the owners of the businesses said to me, he said, about 8 years ago, everybody got headsets. Everybody got video games, and now they can hang out with their friends through video games, Call of Duty, and everything else like that. And they don't need to hang out anywhere anymore. They just do everything through virtual reality, which is coming, by the way. They do everything through video games, through online activity, and everything else. So to get people to go to the next level isn't going to be that hard. Christians in pornography, very serious. That's one reason why you need to be in a local New Testament church, by the way, where there's accountability, where you're around other men, where you're accountable to people. Because there are Christians that live their life online, and many of those young men that are out there preaching the hardest and screaming the loudest are into pornography. They're into sin. They're into that porn lifestyle. And they're in the privacy of their own home, they're looking at pornography. And they're sinning. And that's fornication, by the way. That pornea, that's fornication. God says that's a wicked sin, and God's going to judge that. And if you don't repent and get right with God. Some of these men can't be used of God because they're so hooked on pornography. They make a good show in front of everybody about what they're doing. And online, you can be anybody you want to be. And they make a good show of it. But they're a bunch of dirty perverts that are looking at pornography in private. They're watching and viewing pornography. And they think that's better than actually going out and committing fornication. They think it's okay. They think it's not that big of a deal. They know it's a sin and they're ashamed of it, but they don't come out. No one knows they're involved with that. They're by themselves. They're alone. They're not in a church. They're out by themselves trying to serve the Lord. They're professing salvation, but they're into pornography by themselves. And nobody knows. And you can live that lifestyle when you're not around people, and nobody's going to know except God. God sees your dirty, wicked heart. God sees your sin, and God knows what you're doing. You're not hiding your sin from God. You can fake in front of a million people. But the Bible says God searcheth the heart. You know, David told Solomon, "Know thou the God of thy fathers and serve him with a perfect and a willing heart." For God tries the heart of man. God looks at the heart of man. He sees it. If you're living that lifestyle, that double lifestyle, if you're living into pornography and you're hiding it, you're not hiding it from God. And if you don't repent of that, turn from that sin, get yourself into accountability where you're in a local New Testament church or you're around people. You know, if you don't do that, if you don't get yourself in where you're accountable to somebody, you're going to end up, God's going to deal with you. God's going to reveal your sin to everybody. God's not going to let you hide that. You better repent of that. And especially if you're claiming to be a Christian, if you're claiming to be born again and you're into that sin, you know, then you're going to be punished for that. God's going to deal with that. God's not going to let you get away with that. And if you're here and you're listening to this and you're lost and you're hooked on pornography, let me tell you something. The God of the Bible can deliver you from that. God can save you. He can wash you and make you clean and make you whole again. Jesus Christ can forgive your sins and he can cleanse you from your unrighteousness. Jesus Christ has the power to change you and make you a new creature. The Bible says, repent you therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. You can repent and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost of God. He'll save you, he'll wash you, and he'll make you whole again. And you won't be a dirty pervert anymore. Just remember, that's somebody's daughter you're looking at. That's somebody's daughter that's out there being sold. And you think they're freely giving themselves up. How do you know they're not pimped out and forced to do that? Child trafficking and everything else, or female trafficking in countries, they steal wives and they steal women and force them to do things like that. No, the bottom line is you're a dirty pervert that needs to repent of your sin and get right with God. Only Jesus can make you whole. Only Jesus can forgive your sins and cleanse you of your unrighteousness. Pornography is an epidemic. The Bible says, I will set no unclean thing before mine eyes, no wicked thing before mine eyes. Right? Job said he made a covenant with his eyes. That he would not look upon a maiden, he wouldn't look upon one to lust after them. So the Bible says we are supposed to be careful what we let our eyes behold. If thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable to enter into life with, you know, having one eye than to enter into hell, you know, with complete, that full and complete vision. So you'd rather lose an arm, lose an eye, lose anything than go to hell loving your sin. Listen, Jesus can make you whole. He can forgive your sins. If you're a Christian out there, you better get right with God. Don't be fake. God will deal with you. You got to repent of that sin of pornography and get accountable. And start loving your, if you're married, start loving your wife. Start having a relationship with your wife. Ordinate affections, which are properly ordained of God, right affections. Start loving your wife. Start loving the one you're with, the one that God gave you. I have other videos on that. You can look those up. Pornography is mind control, rewiring your brain. Look up that sermon. You can read that. You know, look into that. There's another sermon that I preached on pornography and inordinate affections and how to get the victory over pornography. Those are all on sermon audio. You know, listen to those, read those, or listen to those or watch those on YouTube or sermon audio. Maybe I'll have Luke put in some clips or something, or Brother Andrew can put in some clips of this so you can, you know, or some cards or whatever, so you can click on those sermons. But those sermons will help you. You need to get some understanding from the Word of God about how much God hates pornography. All right? Have a good day.